The term endangered artifacts is mostly associated with objects from ancient civilizations. Yet in Pennsylvania, as WRTS Jim Cotter reports, there's now an effort to track down some of the state's own most vulnerable historical treasures.
Discreetly tucked away on the second floor of an office building in Center City, Philadelphia, is a laboratory, conservation studio, and digital archiving facility for some of the nation's most valuable works on paper. On the day we visit, among the rare books and delicate watercolors by world-famous artists, the original handwritten Constitution of Pennsylvania was being pored over by a team of skilled conservation professionals. It is from here, the Conservation Center for Art and Historic Artifacts, that a call went out earlier this year to libraries, museums, historic sites, and archives to help locate Pennsylvania's top 10 endangered artifacts. Ingrid E. Bogle, executive director of the center, says the project is primarily about raising awareness.
Whatever we can do to get the public more engaged in our history and also in caring for these materials, I think is it's a fabulous idea. And that's why we started this initiative. We really want the public to be involved and be engaged.
Now the top 10 most endangered artifacts has been selected and includes a wig worn by Congressman Thaddeus Stevens, a passionate abolitionist and advocate for the 13th Amendment, and the oldest butterfly specimens in the Americas, held by Philadelphia's Academy of Natural Sciences. The final phase of the competition, now underway, invites members of the public to vote on what they believe are the most worthy objects for conservation, share that information on social media, and then donate to the cost of the work. So far, more than 1 million votes have been cast on the Pennsylvania's Top 10 Endangered Artifacts website. Voting closes on November 1st.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.